Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Today, because we're recording on Friday,
yes,
is Disney Plus Day.
Happy Disney Plus Day.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Kind of Disney Plus Day.
Well, no, kind of happy.
Kind of happy Disney Plus Day, kind of. There we go. I got it.
Sure. Okay. Close enough. But yeah, we're going to spend pretty much the whole episode talking about the stuff that we sort of learned and what was posted on Disney, which is a little more exciting than what we learned, but that's fine.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll get to all that.
Yes.
Yeah. But before we get to all that, hey, Brandon, what's your nerd thing this week?
Well, it was staying tuned to social media and YouTube and stuff, waiting for some cool announcements this morning that were kind of...
But we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We had like streamers up and we had like YouTube streamers, not like crepe paper streamers. Because it was a party.
Yeah. It was a party. It was an underwhelming party.
Yes. But we'll talk about that. Yeah. And we had YouTube up. We were ready. We were ready to go. Guess what my nerd thing is?
Probably Animal Crossing.
It's definitely Animal Crossing. They dropped it early and I've been basically playing ever since.
Yeah.
With like minor breaks for work, and it was report card time, and that was very unfortunate timing, and like a lot of PD stuff, and then sleeping keeps getting in the way.
Very little of that, though.
That's true. It was very little of that. I literally fell asleep like holding the controller more than once.
Cool. Well, that is pretty nerdy.
It was fun, though.
I'm glad you had fun.
I'm having so much fun. That's present tense, not past tense.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's your favoritest thing?
I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite thing. I'm playing there's a paid DLC for it, and I'm playing that. I like decorating all these random villager homes and like making them be roommates, and like, yeah, I'm having fun doing that. Bunch
sounds,
of new islands.
Sounds thrilling. for you.
Apparently, the other night I was talking in my sleep about how I have to move all my crops.
Yeah, it was very important. You were very happy about it, though. So
that's good.
That's fine, I guess.
I was telling you about it. It's important.
Yeah, you were very happy. So, and then what are you drinking?
Well, I am about to be drinking a tart cherry radler from Waterloo Brewery. I'm about to open it right now. There we go.
You seem a little nervous about
this one. I am. I've never tried this before. This was, you surprised me with this one. So here goes. Oh, I like that. It is tart and cherry and radlery.
Oh.
It's a clever name.
Good thing that they named it that, then. Yeah.
What about you?
I have a beer from a local brewery that I hadn't tried before, the brewery or the beer. It's called Gold Rush from Stronghold Brewing. It's pretty good. It's an IPA, as often craft beers are these days.
True.
It's very, very common, but it's good. Solid.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's fairly locally-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nearby town, so that's pretty cool. Cool. So probably a good time to remind people to write us a review and send us information if you want a Christmas card, because
Christmas
is the season.
Christmas is coming. We should also probably take a picture for that Christmas card.
I was actually hoping we could do that like in the next couple days.
Yeah.
Because trees up. We were waiting for a tree to be up, and yeah, it's a thing now. So we're going to do that, and I'll get them ordered and sent off. Yay, it'll be fun. Aren't you excited?
I'm so excited.
They can't see you rolling your eyes.
Cheesy Christmas picture. Yay. Jazz hands. Yay.
Also, we're between Marvel shows right now, but we're going to talk Marvel here later on. But we did go see the Eternals.
We did. Yep.
Oh, preview night. Yep.
First night. First showing.
Spoiler free. What did you think?
It was fine. It's not as bad as the reviews would lead you to believe, but it is in the weaker half of Marvel movies, for sure.
I would say it's in the bottom quarter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I was...
There's redeeming things about
definitely.
It.
Definitely.
And, like, if you're an MCU person, you gotta watch all the movies,
it's
otherwise
true.
You're gonna be kinda lost. And,
yeah.
I don't know.
A coworker of mine was talking about, after it was certified rotten, anyway, he's like, yeah, it doesn't sound very good, but, you know, it's not like I haven't watched every single other thing they've come up with. So,
they got us now. You got to get your fix somehow.
It's true.
But anyway, it was fine. I was leery about going. We already had our tickets, and I was like, oh, man, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
And then they released Animal Crossing early, so I wasn't going to get to play right away, so we could go to the movie, and I was like, oh,
so you were bummed out.
Terrible. Yeah. But it was fun.
Yeah. And we were in D-Box. It was good in D-Box.
Yeah, that's true.
It had some good moments shaking and rattling and rolling. So
yeah, but we're going to actually talk about Eternals more next week.
Oh, spoiler.
So right now it's spoiler free. Yeah. Next week, many spoilers.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about what we're going to talk about later. So that would typically bring us to the news. However, our news is all the main topic.
Yeah, our news is the topic. The topic is the news.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
Nice.
So, yeah, why don't we just go straight into that main topic?
Let's do that. Disney A News Update.
Disney Plus and Chill.
Alrighty, so this is the first, well, we're, like you said, we're recording on Friday, and it is the first annual Disney Plus Day, celebrating the fact that Disney Plus has been out for 2 years. People weren't celebrating really anything of last year, but, you know, we have a lot more content now.
Well,
so.
Yeah, they didn't have a Disney Plus Day, but they had that investors call about this time.
Oh,
so this
yes.
This is replacing that, it's supposed to become like an annual thing.
Right.
Apparently. They might learn some lessons from this. I think they're just trying things and seeing what works and what doesn't. And
so let's just talk about in general, and then let's talk about some of the actual stuff that was dropped and announced and things like that.
Yeah,
so,
why don't we start with what was posted on Disney Plus this morning.
Yep, basically. Like I turned on Disney Plus and there it was. So do you have the fancy list there?
I have a list. I don't know if it's fancy, but
okay, you run through.
Yeah, so there was some stuff that debuted before, but very just for for Disney Plus Day, they had a bunch of stuff, and that includes Ciao Alberto, which is a short, something I'm not sure what that is, Entrelazados, season one, okay?
Okay.
Feast short, which is cute, I've seen
that
before.
Oh, that is a fun one.
Frozen Fever short.
Mm-hmm. Which we've seen
Get
before.
Get a Horse short.
I haven't seen that one.
I haven't heard.
That's a Mickey Mouse one.
Oh, okay. Home Sweet Home Alone.
I don't know. Maybe one day while I'm, like, marking or something.
There's not enough eggnog in the world.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I know I said we weren't going to talk about these when we went through, but just that's enough of talking about that one, I think. Mm. I love Christmas movies, but even, I don't know.
The first Home Alone is a classic.
It
and
is.
Everything else in the franchise is awful.
That's, you know what? I actually don't hate Lost in New York just for, like, the nostalgia and you have the original cast, at least, and things like that. So I'm okay with Lost in New York. As soon as we lost Macaulay Culkin, I'm done.
You make it sound like he died or
something. Oh, that's true. Well, he died to the franchise anyway.
Okay.
The best part of Home Alone that's come out in the last, like, 10 years was the commercial he did last year. Okay, go ahead.
We got Paper Man short, which we've seen.
That is so
really good.
I
believe that one won the Oscar.
It did?
Yeah.
I teach that one in my film studies class now.
Tangled Ever After short.
I've seen that one, too.
The Little Match Girl short.
Ooh.
The Ballad of Nessie short, which is an old one, yeah.
It was with something else, now they just released it just as its own thing.
Oh, okay. Tick-Tock Tale.
I don't know that one.
I hope it's not. No, it's not spelled like TikTok.
Okay.
It must be about a clock. I don't know.
So, yeah.
I'm not sure. And then we have a new little mini documentary, Under the Helmet, The Legacy of Boba Fett.
Yep.
And the World According to Jeff Goldblum's season 2.
I'm excited for
the first
this
five
one.
Episodes.
Right.
So they have, it's a 10 episode season. They drop the first five and the next five will come later.
Yeah, they said in the new year. So you're waiting a bit for that one.
And then you got the big ones, Jungle Cruise.
Yep.
Going free to play, no more premiere access.
That's right.
And then the full debut of Shang-Chi.
Yes. That's right. We did see that one in theaters.
We saw that in theaters, but it was not on Disney Plus at all.
Nope.
And now it is. In the other exciting thing is a bunch of these Marvel movies and a couple others are in IMAX aspect ratio now.
Yes, that is exciting. So basically, what does that mean?
It's it basically fills your screen more because the IMAX film is in a different ratio, like 10 by 12 or whatever. Like, that's what it is. And so instead of having those black bars at the top and the bottom,
right,
you'll just have the whole screen and that you'll see more. Yeah,
that'll be fun. So that's a pretty good list. So it came down and that and more, it said.
Yeah, there's a bunch of little stuff. I don't know, but... And then they had all the announcements that came out today. All right,
so I actually have this in list of announcements.
Okay.
So, first of all, this started in the morning. For us, it was 7 a.m.
Bright and early on Twitter, they started posting.
Let's just talk about the format of this before we get any further.
It was a bit confusing, to say the least. Because they said that there was going to be announcements, special announcements, stay tuned. And a lot of people... Judging from last year's investors call, which was a big four-hour streaming event, that we missed, but
caught up. I was at work, and all of a sudden you started sending me links, and you're like, "Oh my god, what is happening?"
Yeah. So we caught up on that after this time. People, I think, were expecting something similar, and instead we got a series of tweets mostly.
Yeah, and it seemed like you mentioned that they were trying to do things a little more organically than a whole big production. But it was like a weird in-between kind of thing where they clearly had plans set out. They had things dropping at certain times. Some of it was dropping on Disney Plus and some of it was dropping Twitter, Facebook, things like that.
Mostly Twitter.
They
said socials, but I only saw stuff on Twitter.
Yeah, so...
There was maybe Instagram, I wouldn't know, but...
Well, they did like the title cards and stuff like that they put up, of course, on Instagram. But anyway, there was no live announcements or anything like that. So you had people all over YouTube just like clicking on streamers being like, where do I find this stream?
Yeah, well, you'd have streamers on YouTube and they'd have live Disney Plus day announcements and people would click on them and be like, where is live Disney Plus day announcements?
Yeah, but it was them talking about it.
They were talking about it and having to answer the question that, no, there's not an actual official stream.
We were timing. It was like every 3 minutes they'd have to say, no, there is not. Yeah. No, there is not.
Yeah.
They had certain taped presentations that they put up on two of them that they put on Disney Plus. And the idea is they also had have a special deal like today and, I don't know, like the weekend
or something. It goes till the 15th, I believe.
Okay. Well, the 15th is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you listen to this the day it comes out, check your time because I'm not sure what time the deal's going to end.
And just get a year pass to Disney Plus anyway. It's a good deal.
It's true. But so the idea is they were hoping people would use that trial, check out the announcements or the recorded announcements, and then, you know, just keep Disney Plus.
Which would be a fine idea if they were worth, like, tuning into.
Right. Okay, so now let's talk about these announcements. Yeah. So I actually have them in exact order of release.
I think the Twitter stuff was actually pretty good if that was, like, the appetizer.
Right. So first of all, we woke up to everything put on Disney Plus, and then these are the announcements. Some we'll talk about, some we won't. Cheaper by the Dozen, a new... original movie coming in March 2022.
Cool. I've definitely never seen any of the other ones, so...
I just saw the first one.
Yeah.
Enchanted.
The sequel called Disenchanted.
Disenchanted they were talking about, but Enchanted is now up on Disney+.
They did put that on Disney+. Plus. That wasn't on the list I saw, but that hadn't been on Disney+ Plus before. I guess I don't know why, but it wasn't.
Disenchanted is coming to Disney+ Plus fall 2022. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, a new animated movie, comes December 3rd, 2021. That's going to be a big hit for a lot of the kids who...
Yeah, it's for kids, so...
Yeah.
Good stuff, yeah.
So if you like the same movie before now, you can see it on Disney+. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, it's a comeback movie, and this is fun. It stars Andy Samberg.
Yeah, and John Mulaney.
Oh, yeah, and John Mulaney, that's right. And that arrives spring 2022.
That should be fun.
Yeah, it's 30 years in the making.
I'd be curious to see that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Chip and Dale are retro and cool these days.
I love Chip and Dale.
They're not my favorite. Like, I always like DuckTales more than Rescue Rangers, but...
See, it would have been really hard for me to tell because I loved Gadget.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
One of my favorite pictures from my first trip to Disneyland.
Best part of that, actually.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Is me with Gadget.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Better Nate Than Never is an original movie coming spring 2022. I have no idea what it's about. Hocus Pocus 2.
Is now filming.
Yep, now filming. And, of course, fall 2022. We knew about that before, though.
Yeah, that's not really an announcement.
No. Pinocchio, live action retelling coming to Disney Plus fall 2022. Then we have an official trailer. This is our first actual trailer.
First actual trailer.
For Limitless.
Which is...
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth goes through the world with his shirt off.
I think that's the subtitle.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the title's called Limitless. That's the
At least that's the gist I got from the trailer.
Doing a lot of crazy stuff.
Something about, like, trying to live longer, but, like, while his shirt is off. So maybe,
exactly.
Maybe it's, like, trying to get, like, air to his skin so he lives longer.
You know,
I don't know.
Skin health is important.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing. It says, how can we live longer and stronger, push the boundaries of human potential in Limitless with Chris Hemsworth. So just a streaming 2022 and trailer's up.
Good cinematography.
It looks beautiful, actually. And I'm not just talking about Chris Hemsworth with his shirt off.
Yeah, I was going to say landscapes and stuff. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Abs.
Exactly. Welcome to Earth. Will Smith stars in the Nat Geo series streaming December 8th.
Yeah, he's done Earth stuff like that before on Nat Geo, so this is like kind of a continuation of that for sure.
Exactly. Well, then we have Sneakerella. It's Cinderella with sneakers.
Yeah, we were joking that this might be a punishment for me as a blind date in the future.
One of the punishments.
I guess.
But hold on, you have to hear what Disney Plus posted about it. It's the classic fairy tale with new heart and soul. S-O-L-E.
Yay.
It might be amazing. You don't know. I mean, it's probably not going to be amazing, but it might be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm like the target audience is all.
No, I don't. I don't know who is, but there's somebody out there that will enjoy it.
Streaming in February 2022, we have The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder.
People are really excited about that. That's like a classic show.
Yep.
That
and there's a trailer for that one.
Yep.
High School Musical, the musical, the series. High School Musical, the series. There we go.
That's right. That's the title.
Oh, season 3 is coming in 2022. And it says, we already have chills. And then the slogan says, love is an open door. So I'm going to guess that the musical, the High School Musical, the musical, the series. Whew. Is putting on is probably Frozen, I would assume. Makes sense.
No, it's Greece because they got chills. And they're multiplying. No, okay.
Well done. Then we saw concept art for The Spiderwick Chronicles, which is a live action original series based on the books. Have you ever read? You'd have never read them?
No, I mean, they are a young adult. Mm-hmm. Young adult thing, and I was
like middle grade.
Too old.
Yeah.
Too old when they came out. They do look cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I think this is a good. Property to explore.
Yeah, and the concept art looks fantastic.
It does.
It's enough to make me like, maybe I should read these books and watch the show.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, definitely cool concept art.
I've of course heard of it as like, because like my kids were reading it, of course, when I was teaching elementary and junior high. Then, one of my favorite parts of the day, we had a look at Willow, which is coming in 2022.
Not a trailer. No footage.
Nope.
It was just introducing the cast. And it was a really funny tongue-in-cheek video.
Yeah.
With Warwick Davis.
He was
being like a really cocky movie star style personality. And all the young kids that are in the movie going like, what? There was a movie? What? What are you? It was.
He's like, tell me the first time you watched Willow. There was another Willow movie? Like,
what? And like these usually these cheesy canned like scripted things are usually terrible, but it was actually really funny.
It really worked because it was like written and performed to be cheesy, so it being cheesy made sense.
Yeah, but
and because it's Warwick Davis, Warwick.
Yes. Oh yes. Yes.
He gave instructions.
Don't pronounce the W. Arwick? No, the second one. Anyway, yeah, you should watch. That's definitely probably one of the better things to come out of the Disney Plus day.
That's a good watch.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew there was a Cars series coming. We now know it's called Cars on the Road. It's a Pixar series based on the movie.
You're jumping into the Pixar stuff. So do you want
This was... did they post that first and then they talked about it. Yeah. Okay. And that is based on the movie franchise coming in 2022. Yeah, then, well, because we saw concept art first was the idea. That is probably a good spot, though, actually, because it dropped right before the Pixar little...
The first of two teasers within Disney Plus
then
dropped. And it was the Pixar show, or preview or mm-hmm. whatever they wanted to call it, the 2021 Pixar preview special.
And we were excited.
And it was like, oh, this is cool. We'll go switch over to that because we were watching a streamer who was talking about the Twitter stuff, blah, blah, blah. Turn it on. It's 4 minutes long.
Yep. And buried.
It was very tough to find.
Yep.
Which is not great.
Nope. And 4 minutes long.
And it was 4 minutes long, and that was a cheesy, scripted, terrible thing.
It wasn't good.
It was supposed to be like this impromptu video where he was walking around the Pixar campus, which is like absolutely gorgeous.
But Pixar campus is absolutely gorgeous. Just show me 4 minutes of the campus.
I was like, oh, man. As I'm thinking about returning to my office that's in an old elementary school. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But... I bet the Pixar campus doesn't have asbestos.
It probably doesn't. I'm going to go ahead out on a limb and say probably not.
Anyway, they didn't seem to have too much to announce, and what they had to announce, they didn't have much to show.
Yeah.
That was kind of a dud. It was 4 minutes long, and we learned that Mater is going to be a major part of the Cars show.
Basically, the gist is we have McQueen and Mater, like, traveling around
it's a road
the
trip
States.
It's a road trip movie.
Yeah, it's a road trip movie. And that's the premise of the show. And then we saw a little bit... Oh, he talked randomly to the directors of Seeing Red and the new Buzz Lightyear.
Lightyear.
And that was about a 3-second thing, so you didn't hear or see anything. Because
they were so busy that they had to go off to their making of documentary.
Now, if you were looking for, I'm just going to interrupt right now. If you were looking for any information about any of the like official movies that were coming out, you're not seeing it on Disney Plus.
No.
Because Disney Plus Day is only looking at Disney Plus items. Mm-hmm. So unless it's an original movie made for Disney Plus, you're not seeing it. But that's how they made it work, is they're going to their making of documentaries,
which will be on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing was I'm not really clear on if it's a real sports event that they're making cartoons out of.
Right.
Or if it's a made up sports thing where they're making cartoons out of. Anyway, the whole idea is it's like a softball game, mm-hmm. and they're gonna make little mini cartoons from perspectives of different characters and like go over the top with the animation. And it's actually kind of a cool concept. It wasn't really well presented.
Well, yeah. This is just a first look. Yeah. Like, this was basically the closest thing we had to an announcement during this whole thing.
It's called Win or Lose, and it did have really cool concept art.
Yeah, so the basic premise behind this one is that it's a week leading up to the championship game, and each episode is in a player's head for that entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
So the examples they gave were, okay, let's say that, you know, you make a fabulous catch and it feels like you're floating in the air. So then the concept arts, you're literally floating in the air.
Yeah. So they take that imagination and go, it's like the little brother's bored and like imagines this crazy world. And so then they take that or your dad's the coach and he's larger than life and like
monster-sized dad.
I don't know. It's interesting. It definitely wasn't the best thing to have as a centerpiece to your announcements, but because
4 minutes.
That's because they didn't really have much coming.
Yeah, they could have done that a different way.
Yeah.
But then after that we did, and apparently this was leaked before, but I didn't know this,
mm-hmm.
the Obi-Wan Kenobi, a behind the scenes look at the upcoming series, still scheduled for 2022. So that's cool.
No footage.
No footage.
They had some interviews with the director and Ewan McGregor,
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of concept art.
Yes.
I'm very curious to see how they pull this off. I'm very excited, but I'm also slightly apprehensive because it's kind of weird that Obi-Wan's going to be going on all these adventures after he dropped off Luke.
Right.
Like, that's kind of out of continuity. It's a little bit of a light retcon there.
Okay.
And, like, him running into Darth Vader.
That's a major retcon. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So, I hope it's good. I'm cautiously optimistic, let's say.
Okay. I think it looks awesome. And I really love Obi-Wan. I love Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan. Best part of the prequels by far.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes. You were talking about how this is going to be a continuity problem. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Let's see what happens.
It kind of is. But I'm here for a Hayden Christensen redemption arc as well, so.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think he wasn't really his fault what happened with the prequels.
What did you say about Vader had more character development in...
No. The Knights of Ren.
Oh, the Knights of Ren had more character development. Yeah that's right.
In the Lego Star Wars. Special, yeah.
So basically this could be the Lego Star Wars opportunity for Vader.
Anakin's already had his redemption arc with the Clone Wars cartoon series, but that doesn't help Hayden out too much.
No, not his fault.
No.
Okay, then we had a couple more traditional Disney announcements. So Zootopia Plus is a new short form series set in the world of Zootopia, and it just says coming in 2022. It just says go back to the fast paced mammal metropolis of Zootopia in Zootopia Plus, a short form series.
And they had little pictures of animals doing stuff.
Yeah, there were six of them. There's like, I don't know, bunnies running and the...
Yeah, they're doing stuff.
Sloths. Anyway, it looks cool. And yeah, I think we're just like hanging out in that world would be my guess. Mm-hmm. And what I found interesting was short form series. The ones we were talking about that would be like, that would be the equivalent of like Doug Days or Forky Asks a Question. This seems to work really well on Disney Plus for these like, hey, go live in the world for a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun. Then we have Tiana. Now this I didn't know anything about.
I didn't hear about this at all.
And this is crazy. Mm-hmm. It's a long form musical series. It takes place after The Princess and the Frog. And that's right, a full musical as a series.
Which is, that's pretty wild.
I
hope it's good, but it is interesting. They're visiting that world after the events of the movie.
Yes.
Where she's now a princess.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of, it seems like she's going to be kind of living two lives because she still has ties to New Orleans and.
But she's also a princess now.
She's also a princess, and I think it's going to tie into the ride.
Yes, I agree with you.
The redone Splash Mountain.
Yeah, because that's the big question, is that that's supposed to take place after she's become human again. Mm-hmm. And then everyone's like, how on earth does that happen? Maybe this is going to explain how on earth that happens. Mm-hmm. So that's clever, actually.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that, I think.
Me too. And I'm now, this doesn't come till 2023, so that's, I mean...
It's a ways off.
Yeah, but still... And then we had some other stuff coming out in 2023, but what happened was, this was about 15 minutes before the Marvel one started.
Mm-hmm.
And at every, like, 2-3 minutes...
Which was the second of the Disney Plus embedded videos.
Yes, so while we're waiting for that, all of a sudden Twitter starts going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So Disney was releasing these updates every, I don't know, 5-10 minutes or something.
5-10 minutes, yeah.
And then it went, like, staccato almost, one right after the other. Of Marvel.
Yeah, well, they had the gun loaded for Marvel and blam!
Sprayed it everywhere. Yeah. Okay, so...
This was my favorite Twitter post, because they went full meme on it.
Okay. Let's go through the Twitter post, and then let's talk about the...
Because they did do the Twitter first.
First, yeah.
And then they posted the video... So you kind of knew some of what was in the video,
right?
But you didn't know how. Anyway, okay. Yes, let's go through.
So the Twitter post, we had a whole lot of title art, but the first one was actually for X-Men 97. It is a new animated X-Men series come out in 2023. But what is so hilarious about this, like you said, they went full meme.
Like if you're at all into the internet, you'll know this meme format of it's from the original X-Men animated series that they're continuing with this revival.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Wolverine sitting on a bed looking longingly at a picture. And it's in the cartoon, it's Jean Grey.
Right.
But the internet, of course, puts all sorts of things in there.
Right.
And this one, they put the title card of the new series in there.
Isn't that fantastic?
It's perfect.
I loved it. That I agree. That is the best one.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Well, that's the best. Maybe. And the title card is very
classic
comic book. It's awesome.
Yep.
Then we have Spider-Man Freshman Year. I didn't know about this.
Nope.
Now, this just says it's coming soon.
It's an animated Peter Parker in high school series.
I'm going to guess as a freshman.
I think. Yeah. I assume he's a freshman in high school, not in college.
I would assume so. He looks pretty young in the little...
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we have Marvel Studios Echo, an original series. Again, coming soon to Disney+.
And I was like, what the heck is this? Oh, apparently she's going to be in the Hawkeye series.
Right. Yes. So... I'm sure we'll hear more about this once
it's
Hawkeye.
It's a spinoff of Hawkeye.
Yes. So that tells me we're not getting a Hawkeye season 2.
No.
I mean, we haven't had season one yet, but we're not going to get Hawkeye season two.
He even makes it through season one. Like, of all the title characters of these Disney Plus shows, he's prime one to off during.
Oh, I'm not okay with this.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay. The title card that was my favorite that I'm so excited about. We knew this series was coming. It was, well, strongly hinted at. It was, like, leaked that it was coming.
Yeah, it was definitely leaked, yeah.
Agatha, House of Harkness.
Very cool.
Is me squealing. Mm-hmm. That was very cool. We have Marvel Zombies. Basically, the idea is that episode of What If is getting a spinoff.
It's not clear if it's going to be the same zombies as that episode, or if it's going to be similar, or what. But, I mean, Marvel Zombies is a big comic, miniseries.
Right.
So, it
and again,
makes sense.
This is coming soon. So, we don't have dates on Agatha Harkness, of House of Harkness, Echo, the Spider-Man one, or Marvel Zombies.
Well, I mean, like, we don't have dates on stuff they announced last year at the investors
call.
That's
true.
So, like, that's not really that surprising.
We then got Ms. Marvel title sequence, title card.
Mm-hmm.
It was delayed to summer 2022. Like, that was supposed to originally come out this year, I believe.
Yes, I believe there's significant reshoots going on right now, which is always worrying when you hear stuff like that.
Yep. Then we also got for Secret Invasion, Moon Knight, and She-Hulk. Mm-hmm. Those are all of the title cards we got.
Right. So they posted all those, and then bam, it was 9:45 our time.
Yep.
And we flipped on Disney Plus and struggled through the menus to find it. And,
again, not it was hard to find.
And this one was thankfully a little longer.
Yes.
Had a little more content. Didn't have any cheesy stuff.
This was better.
It was just trailer after trailer. It started with kind of like a review of those three series that have already aired on Disney Plus.
Four. Because it included What If.
Oh, it did include What If. That's right. That's right. I was thinking three, the live action one.
Yeah, but it did include What If.
It did have What If, and it was nicely cut together.
It had nice transitions.
It was kind of like a nice medley. Mm-hmm. It was like, it's all connected. Oh, what a theming. Ooh. Oh, good. Okay. But it was like, no, let's get to the new stuff. Like,
so then we went right from What If into Hawkeye, and we got an actual scene.
It was more than a trailer. It was like a small, like, preview of a whole scene, and the camera work was unreal.
It was crazy. Like, So when they first announced Hawkeye, I was like, oh yeah, whatever, that'll be fun to watch. Every trailer I see, and now this, I'm like so excited to watch this movie. It looks like a movie, show.
It's a long movie.
Long movie, that's right.
6-hour movie.
Broken up into pieces. This has really long intermissions.
Yeah. So yeah, no, that'll
be
good.
Camera work looks fun.
I am hopeful, but I'm kind of worried for Clint there. I don't know.
I'm not okay with that at all.
No, maybe he'll just retire for good this time.
That would be good. He keeps trying.
Yeah.
Okay, and then after Hawkeye,
it goes right into Moon Knight.
Yes.
Which was
cool.
The first time we've seen anything from this.
Mm-hmm.
So Oscar Isaac, whom you are a big fan of.
Yes, I am.
Acting all crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, Moon Knight is, like, a very obscure character. Like,
I don't know anything about Moon Knight other than what you've told me.
Yeah, so the gist is he's kind of like Batman, but the crazy's on the top, not kind of buried in there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's Oscar Isaac, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, so, I mean, this looks cool. It looks dark and moody.
Love it. It's a completely different tone, and I like that they're shifting tones. It's basically, like, up and down and up and down with their series, right? Mm-hmm. So I think Hawkeye's going to be, like, more fun and everything. What If seemed like it was gonna be fun and it was not. It was pretty dark actually through most of it. And then Hawkeye seems like it's gonna be more fun, and now this, which is gonna be the next one, looks darker again. So yeah
I think that it serves well to do different
I think
tones
so too.
As well, so
absolutely.
And then it jumps right into She-Hulk, which looks really cool.
Yes.
It was like smaller snippets from each one.
Yes.
Like, Hawkeye was big.
Yep.
Moon Knight was smaller.
Yeah, She-Hulk was even smaller.
Was a little smaller.
But we did get to see some, which is more than we saw before.
We got to see some green skin, and we got to see Professor Hulk
We
still.
We did.
So we was like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah, it basically let me raise all these questions.
And then we got the cheesy look at the camera line where you wouldn't like her when she's angry.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Is fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it incorporated.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And after She-Hulk.
And then it's the shortest footage that we saw was Ms. Marvel, which again, because it's going through significant reshoots, I guess they don't have that much to show.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
I'm concerned.
It was supposed to be out already, and it was the smallest footage. And then, of course, they jump into just showing all the title cards of everything else that's coming that they...
Right. And so that includes Loki Season 2.
Right.
That includes What If Season 2. So we got our Season 2s in there. All of the other ones we've mentioned already.
Mm-hmm.
And a big one we did get to see animated Samuel L. Jackson.
The live action Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Not animated. I was thinking of What If still. Oops. But yeah, that was kind of like what they ended the little
montage. Yeah, so that was, I assume, from Secret Invasion.
I would assume so.
He's all eye patchless and looking angry. And
yeah. All gray and. Yeah. Well, I'm
going to say mother or something.
He's going to tell everyone to hold on to their butts.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, that was pretty much it. So that was fun. I liked that one a lot. The other one that I forgot to talk about before, it was out of order on my list here.
Yeah, it was one of the first things that was posted. Yeah.
And that actually started, it wasn't the very first thing, but it made me really optimistic about how the day was going to go. And it was the Baymax trailer. And now, we both love Baymax.
Yeah, Big Hero 6 was seriously underrated movie.
And the Big Hero 6 spinoff series is coming next summer. So summer 2022, you got an official trailer.
Yeah, it was a full-on trailer. Got to see a lot of like what it's about. And it's basically like Baymax when he's living at home and how he gets along. And
yeah.
Kind of awkward and hilarious.
Yeah, he looks fantastic. I'm actually really excited for this one. I will definitely be watching this like as soon as it can. And, that was basically the highlights, or the whole list, actually, because after Marvel, it kind of was done.
It petered out, and that was that, and you could go on and watch all the content that they had dropped on Disney+.
Which we can talk about in a minute. But what did you think about the actual stuff today, first of all?
I feel like they maybe shouldn't have made such a big deal about it.
Yeah.
If they hadn't hyped it up, then it would have been cool. Oh, there's all this info.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... They were hyping it up like it was the Investors Day from last year. And
they didn't hype up.
Which they didn't hype up, and it was not.
Right.
So...
You did get a couple new things, but it wasn't like... Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was no Investors Day.
No. And you didn't get a whole bunch of stuff to watch. It was kind of just like, hey, by the way, we're working on this as well. And
yeah.
I know Investors Day was not just Disney+, so it's not apples to apples, but...
But still. Yeah. It was cool to see all the stuff that they did release on Disney+, though. I do agree. Like, it was anticlimactic.
From an announcements point of view.
Yes.
The drop of content was quite strong.
Yeah. But it was, like, we were excited to, like, make an event of it. And I, like, cut up on the couch and had everything ready to go. And it was, okay. I guess that's it, then.
Okay. Well.
But like you said, seeing the title cards and stuff like that come up was really cool,
mm-hmm.
especially because it was just one right after another. So that was very exciting. I did like the Marvel video thing. It was like, what, 14 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that?
Yeah, because they had solid 2-minute scenes from each
right.
of the each
the
of
ones
the
that have already been out.
Aired things, and then the big Hawkeye thing. And then,
right.
Yeah,
and I've been very fond of the shows that have come out, so it was nice to even revisit those a little bit.
Yeah,
especially, you know, starting off with WandaVision, which is like in my top 5 favorite shows of all time now. So.
It was a good medley.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying. Especially after seeing the Pixar one, I was like, oh my goodness. And I love the Baymax trailer. That was actually one of the highlights. That, Willow, and then the Marvel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Was basically it.
Yeah, Marvel's coming in strong still.
Yeah, and I will say I am excited for Princess and the Frog show.
Yeah, that was a big surprise for sure. That was probably the biggest surprise for me.
Probably, yeah.
Because like the Marvel stuff, you kind of expect.
True.
I'm excited for it, but you kind of expect it by now. Like they have a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
The lack of Star Wars is interesting because
there were a lot of memes about that on the internet.
The Investors Day was huge on Star Wars because The Mandalorian was trucking along. They're like, okay, Star Wars is back and we're going to do this and we're going to do this and we're going to do this.
Almost crickets today.
And they're like, well, none of that's gone forward, but here's Ewan McGregor.
Everyone loves him. Which, I mean, yeah.
There's been nothing but bad news for Star Wars. Yeah. I mean, Boba Fett is coming.
Okay, so speaking of that, nice to Gooey.
Yeah, okay.
So let's talk. We've actually jumped on right before we started recording.
We previewed some of the shorter pieces yeah. and stuff like that.
And it did a bunch of random stuff. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we did watch was it was Behind the Armor, I think it was called.
Behind the Mask. Behind maybe, the Mask. Or Under the Mask.
Of Boba Fett.
Yes.
And it was about, the costuming, but also, a character study of him, I suppose.
Yeah, it's, kind of the making of and the history of Boba Fett and, looking at him as a character and as an art, piece. And it was a short documentary, but well done and tight and, yeah.
So I would recommend this one mm-hmm. for any Star Wars fan. Well, it was, 20 minutes, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Super quick watch, but good.
And really fun before Book of Boba Fett drops in December here. Yeah. End of December, right?
Yes, right after Christmas.
Okay, so before that, you should definitely watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We watched a couple other short things. One that I was most excited for. This one wasn't on your list, but that was Olaf Presents. And Olaf Presents, they first played the clip from Frozen 2 when he's explaining the events of Frozen 1. And it's just so funny. And then it goes into so there's five different stories he tells, and each one's a couple minutes long, but you can watch all of them back to back. They have that set as well, but it's just 11 minutes or something.
So it's a six episode season, mm-hmm. but the sixth episode is like the compilation of all of them in a row.
Yeah, it's the compilation with the Frozen part attached to the beginning
right,
as well.
Right, where the inspiration came from of that.
So I recommend just watching that. It's 11 minutes long.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
And it's fun to watch them back-to-back like that, actually.
And this definitely leaves the door open for them to do the same thing with Lewis from Ant-Man.
Yes.
Just do all of the MCU.
Yep, you could do the same thing. So I said I think they're going to have more episodes mm-hmm. of Olaf Presents. And they can just keep this going for a really long time. So, Lewis, you're up, buddy. Where he could, there are so many MCU movies. And then mm-hmm. he could do the TV shows.
Yeah.
It'd be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could even branch out into Star Wars.
Why not?
Because we know that Star Wars exists in the Marvel Universe.
Right.
He would have seen Star Wars.
Exactly. He could explain Disney.
He could be explaining it to Thor.
Yeah. That would be really funny, actually. It'd be even better. He could be explaining it to Thor, and then you can have Peter Parker being like, is that really old movie?
Mm. Exactly.
See, we have Disney. We keep telling you. We have ideas. Call us. We want to work in the fancy offices. So we watched that one.
Yep.
And we watched Boba Fett. And then also the Simpsons had a little Disney Plus Day special that was 6 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, it was short. And the idea is they're having a Disney Plus anniversary party at Moe's Tavern.
Yes.
And all the Disney Plus people were invited, and Homer wasn't on the list. So he couldn't get in.
Oh, by the way, they had the best bouncers for this party.
Yes.
They had Ralph from Wreck-It Ralph. Well, Maleficent was checking the names.
Yes, she was mm-hmm. she was the admin assistant at the front door.
Yep. And then they had Maui.
And they had Maui and Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah.
Those are great bouncers.
I wouldn't mess with them. Anyway, you should watch it. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'll stop spoiling everything. Yeah,
but it's super fun.
It is. I
will watch it again to just giggle.
Giggled a lot, yeah.
5 minutes or something. But yeah, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we also watched, the other short thing we watched was Ciao Alberto.
Yes, and...
That was not as funny.
No, it almost was... But it was really sweet.
It tugs on the heartstrings.
There's a good way to say that, yeah. I was I don't want to spoil this one. But yeah, it looks at Alberto. Again, it's 5 minutes long, 6 minutes long, or something like that. It is just a one-off episode, just a short little mm-hmm. sweet thing to watch.
See what he's getting up to after the events of the movie.
And basically. Machiavelli's in it.
Yes.
Who's fantastic.
Kitty
he's
cat.
A kitty. Great cat name. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we watched that one, and that had a very different tone than the Simpsons mm-hmm. one. mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But highly recommend all of these, actually.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been anything bad. And yeah, I'm excited to get back to Jeff Goldblum. I liked the first season.
Yeah, that was really fun. I'm looking forward to that one. And we haven't watched Jungle Cruise yet, so that's pretty high on my list.
Yes, Jungle Cruise is definitely, and I really want to see Shang-Chi again.
Yes. Anything, any overviews
I would say have longer previews for stuff than Pixar did. That's what I would say.
All right. Willow knocked it out of the park, though.
Yeah. Like, if you don't have much to do or much to show, like, be creative with it.
Exactly.
Right? Like, yeah.
To me, those were about the same length, but one was, like, clever and one was, like,
disappointing. Yeah, one I enjoyed, and it's the Willow one is actually tackling a big question that I have about doing a series on it. Like, yeah, Willow was kind of... kind of big back in the day as a dollar store Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the Lord of the Rings movies yet. And yeah, I mean, they even make fun of that in this video.
They do.
Like, it's, oh, this is my second favorite fantasy after Lord of the Rings.
Like, they do. They make, they're very, it's very tongue-in-cheek.
I'm like, lean into it. It's fun.
Yeah, exactly. It's so fun. Pixar, if you're going to do something short like that, make it fun and
silly. It seemed like they tried but failed miserably.
Yeah, I don't know. But there were some good highlights and some lowlights in today. How about that?
Build your hype to the level of what you're going to provide is what I would say.
I mean, I'm hoping that next year they figure something out. This was the first year doing it. They tried. And I would rather have them have some all morning coverage or all afternoon coverage or something like that, and then like periodically drop stuff.
If they wanted to do not like a big long coverage thing, they should have had one video posted of Disney Plus Day, and it could have been like an hour long, and just had a little host doing it, and Josh Gad or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he would. He's like up for anything.
And then do that, and you can be posting on Twitter at the same, like...
Yeah, there are ways to do it. I get this was the first one. I don't think it was particularly successful, but we're excited for all the content.
Yeah, most of it, anyway.
Well, most of it. Sneakerella notwithstanding. Well, I think that probably takes us to trivia.
Trivia. Uh-oh.
Because we have to review some trivia from last week. I was really excited because I wanted to stump you on Star Wars Galaxy's Edge questions.
Well... speaking of Star Wars trivia, there's a really good one in the Boba Fett
that was so
documentary
cool.
That you can stump your friends that haven't seen it.
I was like really disappointed you were watching with me because I was like, I want to ask Brandon this so bad.
Because it used to be the debut, the hidden trivia of the debut of Boba Fett was the Star Wars Holiday Special.
You asked me that.
Yeah.
That was a trivia question you asked me once and I got it right and I was so proud of myself.
But
turns out I was wrong.
You were wrong. So anyway, you've got to watch that documentary because that was cool.
That was so cool. That's a good little hint to go watch that because, that's so, if nothing else, you learn this thing.
Again,
really
we're
cool.
Not being paid by Disney Plus, but you should definitely watch that.
Yes, and Disney Plus should definitely pay us.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, it'd be nice.
But seriously though, go watch that because that blew my mind. So here we go. Galaxy's Edge trivia. I asked you, each trash can and recycling bin inside Star Wars Galaxy's Edge has the number 3263827 on it. What is that a reference to? This is what you said.
Was it like in the trash compactor they had that number or something?
And I'm so mad at you. I'm so glad you didn't look at me when you made this guess, because I think it was a random guess, because I think my mouth literally dropped open and I started glaring at you because all I wanted was to stump you on this. And right out the gate, you are 100% correct.
Well, I know there is numbers on... Yeah, anyway, I don't know. It was in the back of my brain somewhere, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I did see your shoulders slump out of the corner of my eye. I do have pretty good peripheral vision.
I was so excited to stump you on Star Wars trivia, and right off the bat, I was just like, are you kidding me?
You did go really obscure.
Yeah, apparently not obscure enough. Okay, so my next question was, Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities is owned by an Ithorian of the same name. This store sells everything from lightsaber parts to rare Jedi holocrons. One of Doc Ondor's most interesting items on display is a baby Sarlacc. How on earth did he get a baby Sarlacc? And this is what you said.
Great difficulty. He probably paid a bounty hunter.
He got him from Han Solo. And actually, I believe there were more originally, and only one made the trip.
Yeah, I think we did see this on some YouTube video at some point, now that you mention it. But yeah, that's a tough one to remember.
Yeah, well, it's numbers in a freaking trash compactor. And then the third one, this is the one I actually thought you were going to get. This is the one I thought you were going to have no problem with. Strano Cookie Tugs is the narrator of the book Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, the official Black Spire Outpost cookbook, and head chef at Docking Bay 7. He used to work for a character in the Star Wars films. Who did he used to work for? This is what you said.
I don't know, was he like Jabba's personal chef?
This guess makes total sense, but is incorrect.
Yeah.
It was Maz.
Yeah, I forgot that the time period of Galaxy's Edge, it wouldn't have made much sense.
Right.
Anyway.
I don't know. Jabba's been around a really long time.
Yeah, well, he died at the end of Return of the Jedi, so.
Okay, yes, that's true.
Like 30 years before Galaxy's
Edge. Yeah, that's
Edge.
Right. Well, I don't know. I don't know how old Tugs is.
Yeah, that's true, but still.
Okay. Yes, it was Maz.
Yeah, they leaned heavily into the sequel stuff for Galaxy's Edge, so yeah. I do remember you saying this when you were reading your intro to the comic.
Yeah, and that's part of the whole thing, yeah. Is it's supposed to be like down-home good kind of food that people out on this outpost would have liked kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really annoyed. I'm glad that I didn't, that you didn't get it all right, but I'm annoyed that I didn't, I wanted to 100% stump you. I thought I was obscure enough.
Pretty close. Kind of mean, actually. I'll remember that for the next time.
No, it was Star Wars.
I'm picking out a blind date with Disney for you.
No, you've been mean enough. Can of worms, come on.
This was an excellent film.
Okay, but instead of trivia this week, I'm going to ask you 7 questions, and your answers to these are going to allow me to recommend something great for you to watch on Disney Plus. And by me, I mean BuzzFeed.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What do you usually do at night?
Sleep.
Do you want to hear the answers first?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang out with my friends, take a bath and relax, binge watch my favorite TV show, homework, go out and partay. It's spelled partay.
Partay.
Or sleep, LOL.
Yeah, sleep, LOL.
Okay. What kind of movies do you typically watch? Classics or older movies? Animated movies? Sci-fi? Documentaries? Action or rom-coms?
I mean, I watch most of those.
You watch all of these except rom-coms, actually.
I even watch some rom-coms.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, not all of them.
Well, what's your favorite that you're just feeling like right now?
Probably sci-fi?
Okay.
Question mark? Yeah. Yeah, we'll go sci-fi.
What's your favorite color? Red, green, black, pink, blue, or yellow?
Blue.
I had already clicked it. Favorite movie snack? Chocolate, Skittles, cookies, popcorn. I don't eat snacks, or I want them all.
Popcorn.
I had already clicked that too.
Mm-hmm.
Ideal place to watch a movie? A movie theater, my cozy bed, a bathtub, at a friend's house, the couch, or in the backyard with a projector?
Ooh, there's some good options.
Yeah,
in there.
So
but
sound
I still do like the theatrical
I
experience.
Do too.
Yeah.
Out of the options below, who is your favorite Disney Plus character? Belle, Thor, Simba, Stitch, Mickey Mouse, or Princess Leia?
Oh, Princess Leia.
She's awesome.
Mm.
Favorite Disney Channel movie? You wouldn't have seen most of these. High School Musical, Camp Rock, Lemonade Mouth, The Cheetah Girls, Hannah Montana the Movie, or Cadet Kelly?
Oof. Let's go with High School Musical, because that's the only one I've actually heard of.
Oh, okay. This is what Disney Plus, this is what BuzzFeed thinks you should watch on Disney Plus tonight. Ready?
Okay.
Star Wars.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is probably leading Star Wars, just judging from the answers. Yeah, okay.
You've either seen every movie 10 times or you haven't seen them at all. Either way, it was 10 times. You're like, only 10?
Much more than 10.
Well, I mean, if you average out the prequels and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true. But still.
Either way, you should watch Star Wars tonight. If you've seen them, watch your favorite one, because sometimes you just can't get enough of it. If you haven't seen them or haven't seen all of them, watch the first one or whichever one you left off on. You never know, you might just end up binge-watching all of them tonight. Oh, can you imagine watching all the Star Wars movies in a row? You mean like we've done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's more now, though.
Yeah, it's true. Last time we watched was, Before The Last Jedi?
Before Last Jedi.
Yeah, yeah.
Is where
and
it was.
And we did watch all of them, but we watched them over 2 days.
Yes, we had to, because there was like seven movies.
Yeah, there was a lot.
Or not, there was 9 movies?
Yeah, because we had the 2 trilogies up to that point, and then we did watch Solo, and we watched Rogue One, and we watched Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we watched 9 movies.
Yeah.
Because originally we were only going to watch the trilogy ones, and then we're like, well,
we just might as well watch everything that's out. Yeah, there's probably too many now to, I mean, you could do it in a weekend, I guess.
Yeah, a weekend you could do it.
If they ever get around to making more movies, it's going to be even tougher.
Yes. And then we decided what our favorites were and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember.
It was episode 1, wasn't it?
No. No, it was not.
Oh.
My favorite is Rogue One. It has the word one in the title.
Hmm.
Or like the original.
Yeah.
or Empire.
It's the original.
That's I'm not mad at that. But Rogue One is amazing.
Rogue One is fantastic.
Yeah, and there we go. Why didn't we get anything about Cassian today?
And the Andor series, not crickets. Not a thing. There should have been a trailer for that. That should be further along by now.
It should be a teaser, at least. We haven't even seen that.
No.
No, come on, Andor. I was so excited for that one. I still am. I'm going to be optimistic.
I'm not
at
all.
I'm so optimistic. Actually, so optimistic.
I thought it was a strange choice for a series in the first place.
No, it's going to be an amazing choice for a series. And Cassian's an awesome character. And that whole... Stop shaking your... There wasn't even a Bad Batch Part 2 trailer. Everyone thought that was for sure going to happen today.
Right, yeah.
Nothing.
Crickets. No, Star Wars is in rough waters, except for Mandalorian and Boba Fett.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They're just, like, holding on to them for dear life, basically. Bad Batch was supposed to be good, and Clone Wars and stuff like that. All right, well, I think that's about our show, unless you have anything else to add?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So, thanks to El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media accounts. You can also email us through there. You can find us on Instagram at DisneyA.podcast, Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyAPodcast. And you can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. And if you haven't, please do. It helps others find us. It's just awesome. And especially on Apple Podcasts, it helps us out, like, a whole lot.
Yay, reviews! Yay!
Plus, like we said at the top of the show, if you rate and review our show, we'd love to send you a Christmas card, so drop us your mailing information, we'll send you a card, or of course we can send you a digital one as well. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend DisneyA as well. You can listen to DisneyA episodes on Magic the Mouse Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at our new time of 3 p.m. Eastern. Magic the Mouse Radios can be found on most radio station apps. Next week, we're going to be continuing our Year of Marvel. But wait, we're between Marvel shows. How are we going to do that?
Well, they have released some movies this year as
Exactly. We haven't talked too much about the first three movies of Phase 4. And with Black Widow and Shang-Chi now both available on Disney Plus for free.
Mm-hmm.
And with Eternals up in theaters for a couple weeks at this point. By that point, I mean.
Yes.
We'll have some stuff to talk about.
Lots of stuff. And it's going to be spoilers on.
Yes. Spoiler heavy for all three. So this is your 1 week out warning to get those watched.
Get watching.
Yep. So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, Pause for sound effects. Pausing for the sound effects.